The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today on Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton.
Verse 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. God gives a very detailed definition of what he means when he says you shall not covet. And he gives us this detailed definition because God knows us so well.
Have you ever been given a task to do, perhaps at your work, but without much explanation? You can probably do an okay job, but you could do a much better job if you had more details. Today, Pastor Dan shares that God wanted to make sure we didn't miss the thou shalt not covet commandment. He didn't leave wiggle room for what about this, what about that. It's important to your heart and to your relationship with God that you live a life of thanksgiving, and this commandment is your first step. Now here's Pastor Dan in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, for today's edition of Ring of Truth.
Beginning in verse 2, if you'd like to follow along. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. That's commandment number 1. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. That's commandment number 2. Any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth, you shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Verse 7, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. That's commandment number 3. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's commandment number 4. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, your son, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Verse 12, honor your father and your mother. That's commandment number 5. That your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. Commandment number 6. You shall not commit adultery. Commandment number 7. You shall not steal. Commandment number 8. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Commandment number 9. And then verse 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. And that's commandment number 10. And remember, God wrote the Ten Commandments in stone. It's the only part of his law that he wrote in stone, and he wrote it with his own finger. And these are universal laws for all of mankind. They're not just laws for the children of Israel. They're not just laws for the people of God or for Christians. These are universal laws for all of mankind. They are foundational to civilization, to society. As we've said before, 9 of the 10 commandments are repeated in the New Covenant. all except the commandment to keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath is the only one not repeated in the New Covenant or the New Testament, but the other nine are repeated in the New Testament in some form. And so they're still applicable to us under the New Covenant. We dive into the 10th commandment in verse 17. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. God gives a very detailed definition of what he means when he says, you shall not covet. And he gives us this detailed definition because God knows us so well. If God would have simply said, you shall not covet, and that's all, he knows we would say, but you never said you shall not covet your neighbor's ox. I didn't know we couldn't covet our neighbor's ox. You never said that, God. You just said you shall not covet. And so God is very thorough here. And he goes through a list. Your neighbor's house, his wife, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey. And then he just tacks on the end of it, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Is that clear? And so let's start by defining the word covet. You shall not covet. What does the word covet mean? To covet or coveting is a wrong or inordinate desire for something that is not yours. It's a wrong or inordinate desire for something that is not yours. We can have a desire for something that is not wrong to desire. That's a good desire. We can desire right things, good things, godly things, and that's not a violation of the 10th commandment here. So it's not prohibiting all desire for things. For example, if you're taking notes, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, it says, earnestly desire the best gift, meaning the best gift of the Holy Spirit. For you, earnestly desire the best gift. And that word that Paul uses there in 1 Corinthians 12 that's translated earnestly desire, it's translated covet elsewhere in the New Testament. It's the same word. And so in that case, coveting is a good thing. Coveting the best spiritual gift is a good thing. It's not a sin. And so some desires are good, some desires are righteous. There's nothing necessarily wrong with noticing and admiring what other people have or liking what other people have. That's not wrong. It's not a violation of the 10th commandment. I can like what a person has. I can like their house. I can like their furniture. I can like their car. I can like their whatever and not covet what they have. I can say, oh, that's nice. I can even say, well, oh, that's a handy thing to have. I think I'll buy one too for myself. There's nothing wrong with liking things. There's nothing wrong with having a wish list, right? If I wish we could get a new couch, or I wish we could do this or that. There's nothing wrong with that. So the 10th commandment does not prohibit, you know, every kind of longing for something, or every kind of want, or every kind of desire. Again, the definition, coveting, when we have a wrong desire, or an inordinate desire for something we don't have. We covet, and listen to what I'm about to say, we covet when our desire leads to discontent or resentment. Discontent or resentment. Now you've crossed over into coveting. When our desire for what someone else has causes discontentment with what we have. Well, now I'm discontent. Or it causes resentment, where we resent the other person for what they have. And we think or we say, that's not fair. Why do they get to have that? Why do they get to live there? And I got to live here. Now that's coveting. When we resent someone for what they've had, what they have, we've crossed the line now into covetousness. Look at verse 17 again and just you know, kind of read through it slowly. He says, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house." Again, you can admire their house. Wow, this is a beautiful house, right? Oh, I'd love to live there. It's nice. And we can admire it without coveting it. But when you covet your neighbor's house, coveting your neighbor's house would sound something like, wow, they have such a nice house and my house is such a dump. And they have all these nice new appliances and we have all these dated appliances that barely even work. And their appliances are like, they whisper and they're so quiet and our appliances are so noisy. Or they've got this brand new kitchen and our kitchen is so dated. Or they live in such a nice neighborhood. Our neighborhood is so run down. That's a covetous attitude. Look at verse 17 again. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. So coveting someone else's spouse. That would sound something like, well, why couldn't I marry someone like her? Or why couldn't I marry someone like him? Why can't my husband be more like him? He's such a wonderful husband. He's so godly. He's so engaging. He's so outgoing. He's so hardworking. Why am I stuck with this husband? Or why am I stuck with this wife? That's coveting. Again, look at verse 17. Nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. You know, I'm probably pretty sure that you aren't coveting ox or donkeys, right? But that was their transportation in the ancient world. Again, coveting would be, why do I have to drive this old junker of a car? And they get to drive that new car. Or how can they afford that? How much do you think they're making a year? How can they afford to drive that car?
You're listening to Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton of Calvary Chapel, Ellicott City, Maryland. We'll return to the second half of today's message in a moment. But first, here's a word from Pastor Dan.
It's my privilege to share the Word of God with you through our radio ministry, Ring of Truth. Thank you for tuning in each day. Hey, I would love to hear from you. Will you take a moment to email me to tell me how these daily studies have ministered to you? I want to hear your story. You can email me through our website at calvaryec.com. That's calvaryec.com.
Thanks, Pastor Dan. Now let's join him again for the conclusion of today's edition of Ring of Truth.
Or they're going on vacation again? Didn't they just go on vacation? Where are they going on vacation? That must cost a fortune. How can they afford to go on a vacation like that? We can't even go to Ocean City. We can covet anything. Or anyone. We can covet a person. We can covet a relationship with a person. We can covet material possessions. We can covet a particular job or a particular position within the company. Or we could covet a particular career that someone else has. We could covet a lifestyle that someone has. I think especially in the days of social media and people are, you know, these social influencers and they're posting on Instagram and they're always posting beautiful pictures. And we can covet the life that they're living. We can covet the income that someone else has. We can covet someone else's talents. You know, their physical talents. Their intelligence. We can covet popularity, wanting to be popular. We can covet the praise of others. In the New Testament, in John chapter 12, verse 43, Jesus tells us the religious leaders coveted the praise of the people. They loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. And Jesus even says elsewhere, he says in Matthew's gospel, this is in Matthew chapter 23, speaking of the religious leaders, they love the best places at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues. They love greetings in the marketplaces and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi, right? They like when they go to the grocery store and someone recognizes them. Oh, Rabbi, what are you doing here? You're getting a strawberry pie too, so are we. They love that. Just the praise of people. Recognition. Now, with this 10th commandment, please note that coveting is something that is internal. It's a matter of the heart. It's a sinful desire hidden in the heart. The other 9 commandments are, in one sense, they are external commandments. Now, I know that I've made such a point throughout our study of the other 9 commandments that they're internal. They're a matter of the heart. Remember, Jesus said, if you have hatred in your heart, you're guilty of murder. So I know that they are internal as well as external. But just on like a surface reading of the other 9 commandments, they're all external commandments. But this commandment, the 10th commandment, is the only commandment of the 10 that deals solely with the heart. Coveting is internal. The others have an external component to them. This is the only one that deals with the heart, specifically. In fact, in all the ancient laws and moral codes from the ancient world, the 10th commandment is the only one that prohibits a desire of the heart and is attempting to govern the heart. If you look at any other ancient civilization and the laws they came up with and the codes they came up with, they're all external commandments. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. They're all external. The 10 commandments are the only ancient law where the heart is being addressed. Right? And so in all those other codes, moral codes of all those other civilizations, they don't really care about your heart. Just as long as you're keeping this external command, and your heart can be dark and wicked, God is the one here. God is the one who is concerned with the human heart. Man looks on the outward. God looks at the heart. And so God is addressing the heart of man. And not just the outward actions. God wants a right heart. He wants a clean heart. Now, in the New Testament, in Mark's Gospel, you don't have to turn there. Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 22, Jesus says that covetousness comes from within. Covetousness comes from within. It comes from the heart. That they come from within the man or within the person. This is why the Bible tells us to guard our heart, because all these sins begin and originate in the heart. And so the Bible says, be careful to guard your heart, because out of it flow all of the issues of life, the Bible says. Now, turn with me over to Luke's Gospel, Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. Luke, chapter 12, verse 13. Jesus is surrounded by a crowd here. And someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." So apparently there's something going on in this family where the brother who is in charge of dividing the inheritance hasn't divided the inheritance. And so this guy goes to Jesus and says, "Hey, make my brother divide the inheritance. This isn't fair. What he's doing to me isn't fair." And look at what Jesus says in verse 14. "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, now to the crowd, take heed and beware of covetousness. Jesus is warning us here about covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Your life is not defined by the things that you possess. And so beware, he says, of covetousness. We all are in danger of falling into covetousness and having a heart that becomes covetous for things. This is what convicted the Apostle Paul. Turn with me over to Romans chapter 7. To the right in your Bible, Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, verse 7. Paul says, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law." Right? The law brings knowledge of sin. "For I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, 'You shall not covet.'" He quotes Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. "But sin, taking opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desire. For apart from the law, sin was dead." Paul says, no, the law brings knowledge of sin. The law is good. Because of the law, I realized that I had covetousness in my heart, and I wouldn't have known that without the law saying, "You shall not covet." And so the law actually made me aware of the sinfulness in my heart. And that was the one. It was the 10th commandment that nailed Paul. Again, as a Jew before his conversion, to the Jews, the law was all out external. Doesn't matter what's going on in your heart. As long as you're keeping the law externally, as long as you're not murdering, stealing, and committing adultery and so forth, you've obeyed the law in their minds. Jesus comes on the scene and says, no, it deals with the heart too. But for Paul, as a Jew, as a Hebrew, and as a Pharisee, he could go through the Ten Commandments, unlike us, and Paul could say, "I've kept that one, I've kept that one, I've kept that one, I've kept that one, I've kept that one." All the way through. "I've never murdered anyone. I've never stolen anything. I've always honored my parents. I've never committed adultery." Boom, 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 boom. Then he gets to the 10th one. And the 10th one's dealing with the heart. And the 10th one says, "You shall not covet." And that one nailed Paul. Paul realized he was busted and that he broke the 10th commandment. So it brought this knowledge of sin. Now, covetousness, you know, going back to Exodus 20, covetousness, you know, you may look at this and you might think, well, that's kind of an odd commandment to end the Ten Commandments on. I mean, you've got murder, you've got adultery, you've got stealing, and then you're going to end with covetousness. Well, listen, covetousness can lead to breaking the other 9 commandments. That's why this one's last, because this one can lead you to break the other 9. Covetousness can lead you to bearing false witness or lying. It can lead to stealing. It can lead to adultery, coveting another man's wife or husband. It can lead to murder. It can lead to dishonoring your parents. It can lead to breaking the Sabbath day.
He asked me how I know, and I say it rings truer than the finest crystal.
Did you know that Ring of Truth is a listener-supported ministry aimed to bring you God's Word wherever you're at? Whether you're at home or on the road, we're here to help you grow in your faith. You love to stay connected through social media? Find us on Facebook. Listen to us on iTunes and our podcast. There are numerous other ways to stay up to date with what's happening at Ring of Truth. All you have to do is go to calvaryec.com to get started. Our mission and vision and what we believe can be found on our website as well. In case you didn't catch that website, it's calvaryec.com. Ring of Truth is a radio ministry that comes to you from Columbia, Maryland. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. For those of you who aren't morning people, we also have a Sunday afternoon service at 12:30 p.m. Or you're welcome to come Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Take your pick, but please, come if you're in the area. Did you know that live stream is available for those unable to attend in person? For all of our long-distance listeners, we hope you'll utilize this tool to stay connected. Pastor Dan has been teaching from the book of Exodus, and he's not done yet. Be sure to come back again as he continues pulling nuggets from this Old Testament book. Thanks for staying tuned in today to Ring of Truth.
I see the signs and I recognize the hands that craft it. And what I know, because I know His voice, and it only takes
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.